Bloomberg on the Economy with Mike McKee and Sarah Eisen.
Joining us now, with us now, in the studio, we ate all the popcorn. He's in trouble. He missed it. David Cordani is the CEO of Cigna. And interesting question for you that flows out of this, because we were talking earlier with Dave Wilson. Pretty much all of the stocks of insurers are down today because of the MetLife inclusion in the Fed stress test. Is this something that's going to be short-lived because insurance companies are really not affected by this? I know a couple of them, and I don't know if Cigna is in this group. A couple of them face the possibility of being designated as systemically important institutions, but is insurance really a different business and people shouldn't worry as much?
Broadly speaking, I would view it as a different business. And broadly speaking, the kind of programs, for example, that we offer, the health benefits and health insurance programs, are what's referred to as shorter tails, one-year contracts, and the investments that back them tend to be more simplified investments that would be backing them. So broadly, I would expect that impact to be short-lived.
Still, though, regulatory environment is a really big issue for you right now. What are some of the biggest challenges on that front?
Sure. Unequivocally operate in a highly charged regulated environment. The U.S. healthcare business is our largest business, but outside the U.S., we offer health and health benefit programs. So every country is elevating the regulation. So the biggest challenges are, one, making sure that the strategy you're executing contemplates the changing environment, which is what we've put in place 2 or 3 years ago by putting the individual customer front and center, partnering with the physician, and make sure that what you're offering is our products and services that are offered in a very transparent way. That's an enabler in this highly regulated environment.
Well, how are you setting up for the future, not knowing whether the Obama health care plan is going to be in place or not? The Supreme Court takes the case in June, and we'll find out, you know, shortly thereafter, whether or not the entire healthcare system is going to change, and yet you got to keep running your company and plan for the future without knowing.
Yeah, you bet. So we have to get used to operating in a very dynamic marketplace.
Sound like Jamie Dimon.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of similarities there in terms of the number of moving parts. But the strategy we put in place 2.5 years ago contemplated legislative, regulatory, as well as changes invoked by the economic situation and information transparency. Cigna today is not highly encumbered by the smaller employer or the individual market where a lot of the legislation is going, largely because we viewed that that was in a marketplace that we could deliver differentiated value. And as a result, we view that the regulatory environment could create new growth opportunities for us above and beyond the solutions we're offering to employers today.
In what way?
Well, today, the individual market's about 18 million people in the U.S. The under 50 life employer market's another 25 million people. We essentially don't offer programs there. In a redefined marketplace where all of those lives will be seeking value-added coverages through exchanges and the like, that presents a great opportunity for us in our chosen geographies to go to market. Additionally, outside the U.S., we sell direct to individuals every day through the internet, through direct TV, through telemarketing. So we're leveraging a lot of that knowledge outside the U.S. back here and doing some skunk work programs to be prepared for a 2014 environment.
Some of these issues have become so political. How does the presidential election affect Cigna and some of the other insurers? What are some of the big issues there that you're watching?
Yeah, you're correct. I think it's highly politically charged. And from a societal standpoint, most of these issues are not really partisan. They're principle-based and policy-based. So what a company like Cigna needs to do is we're highly active down in Washington, and we're activated on both sides of the aisle, both before the healthcare legislation was passed, post the healthcare legislation being passed, and try and have a real principle-based conversation of how the legislative and regulatory environment needs to evolve so individuals have access to high-quality, cost-effective programs. The presidential election, what I think the reality of which is, it's going to decrease the amount of legislation that gets done between now and the election, which is unfortunate because the healthcare reform needs to evolve. It'll increase the amount of regulatory intensity, and then we need to be prepared for a lot of activity regardless of what transpires after the November election.
Well, I'm curious the way you described how you're looking at your business evolving, whether the whole industry evolves this way and that different companies move into different niches, and that to a certain extent, there'll be sort of a bottom level that is there to comply with Obamacare that almost becomes a utility as opposed to a real profit-making insurance company.
Yeah, so I think if you look at any other industry, so if we left healthcare for a moment and you took these forces, affordability challenges, high legislative and regulatory environment, and you said what's going to transpire, you'd enter a word change. So to your point, there's going to be a lot of change. And we believe that you need to be in position to take advantage of the change and drive change going forward. We also believe, though, that seeking to only win based on the utility, your point, the utility-based programs, the payment of claims, the accessing of the phone call, is necessary but no longer sufficient. So how do you have programs that help to keep an individual healthy in the first place, help to lower health risk, help to increase productivity and presenteeism for an employer? The demand we see today for that in the U.S. Is significant, and we see that trend is increasing. So we're trying to evolve away from the commoditized or utility-based services that you referenced and focusing more on the value-added programs of health improvement, productivity improvement, and performance improvement.
And how focused are you right now, just quickly here in the last 30 seconds, on the U.S. relative to expanding out to other countries? I know you operate in about 30 countries.
Yeah, our strategy is go deep, go global, go individual. So the globalization trend continues for us. Outside the U.S., we're growing at a rate of about 20%. Inside the U.S., we're growing at a rate of just below 10%. So my answer to your question is it's an and. We want the symmetry of that to take place. And we're picking countries outside the U.S. where we think we have a long track ahead of us to win, but we also are excited about winning here in the U.S.
David Cardani is the Chief Executive Officer of Cigna.
Listen to Bloomberg on the Economy weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011.